Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Can we lift our hands as a people and bless the name of the Lord from the depth of our heart and give Him praise? I like you to be very particular about the way you do it. Oh, we give you praise, Father. Shaham bekapito shendi kraha belita. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, Shaderakam Brefredi Shateba. Elaham de Kapo Shetigraham Bedisha. Oh, lift your voice and bless the name of the Lord and magnify Him. And let everything within you bless Him. Let everything within you bless Him. Bless the name of the Lord. Really. Oh, and forget not His benefit. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, Yakata Baran de Kabila. Ashti friend de Bakam Brevida. Yen de kaba talingre ketibush, maham de kabrofen de kabilatisha. Oh randa kabala de kaprefen de kapita. Oh yen de kabanda kabate kapete. Rende kabo shakata baladaba. Jesus. Rende kabala de krande profredishata. Oh, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Rande kabaka brabakate kirush. Ende kabalaka belebukumbre pekate. Enje kabalan belekambre pekitush. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Rende kaponde kapina. Ain de kombrembi kande kabalan de katusha. Bende kabrobo kombro ke patish. Rende kabai, ayan de kapete. Lende kabrobo kombre likaya de katish. Lente kombre pikaya hai. Ayan de lusu kambre pekatish. Oh, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Say that amen with fire. Lift your voice loud and clear and say, Father, call him again like your father. Say, Father, everything that represents standstill in my life, tonight, give way. Tonight, give way. Now say that loud and clear. Give way. Rende kabalate ke brende mokushente. Rende kabai. Yala kantebe kebre peketa. Yende kabon broko petish. Rende kabalate. Rebe kampelatika. Rende kabal. Shalanka teke brofetish. Rende kebaro sien kebroko patish. Rende kabababababababababa. Oh, give way. Give ear, thou shepherd of Israel. You that lead Jacob like a flock. You that sit between the cherubims. Shine forth. Oh, yande kabala kambele vokonde. It can move better than this. It can move better than this. By the force of the Lord's power. It can move more than this. Oh, yes, I know. Shelemakai nemokombelikaya. I am the mokobakaya namakaita. Emde keborombe katai. Yande kupush. Yande kupaya. Yande kebila. Oh, I know by the force of the Lord's power, it can move better than this. Yente keboro kombre kapai, ayanda kaba kambrebe kapatai, yende keboro kombrobo kapai, yanda kabaya, ascendele mokonte. Yende kabara kambrebe ketesh. Ayande kabara. Yente kebele teke, estubakai. In Jesus' name we are praying. Say that amen with power. Amen. Say loud and clear. Say, Father, tonight, every aspect of my life that needs your remembrance, let your book of remembrance as touching me, let them be open tonight. Loud and clear. Every aspect of my life that needs your remembrance. Let the book of remembrance be open tonight. Yeketebolo konte. Esebele mokombrebe katai. Yay, Jesus. You have 1 more minute to pray. 1 more minute. Hi. Lay all over me. Lay all over me. Lay all over me. And you record cello mirror. He all over me. Lay your echo, cello, mirror. He won alone. Lay your echo, cello, mirror. He won alone. Lay your echo, cello, mirror. He won alone. Lay all on, all on me. 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 Lay your echo, cello, mirror, a wall alone. Lay your echo, cello, mirror, a wall alone. Ayakati Baram de Kabalati. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I say that amen with power. Say that amen again with power. All right, this is a prayer night. Is that okay now? How many of you are ready to pray? I want us to pray. I want us to pray. You know, we bless God for the teaching grace upon this house. But sir, but things that only the power of God can make happen. Are you following what I'm saying here? And I see God's hand that is separating men from different levels. Yeah. That hand find expression upon your lives. Yeah. I see people receiving testimony that only God's power can produce. Yeah. I see people receiving the results that only mercy can bring. Yeah. I see help. I say again, I see help. The heaven over you will not be as hard as brass. Now, let me show you that scripture. Deuteronomy chapter number 28. Deuteronomy 28. Let's start the reading from verse 14. Raha teka fadi shanti. Deuteronomy 28. Let's start the reading from verse 14. Now, this was God speaking to his children. He said, "And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them." Verse 15 now. Quickly. But it shall come to pass. Now, this is not your portion, but I want you to see something. That sometimes it is possible to have this aspect of scripture fulfilling in somebody's life. That if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. That's a very strong word. Curses come on people and then overtake them. Alright, look at verse 16. It says, "Curse shall be the person's ground. Curse shall the fellow be in the city. And also in the field," 17 now. Alright, "the basket and the stores also are cursed," yes, 18. It said, "the fruit of the fellow's body is also cursed, and the fruit of the fellow's land, the increase of the kind." And so all this area that carries so much curses, imagine somebody's life having all these things not working. In fact, there's a pass, I can't remember whether it's verse 23 or 24, that says that the heaven over the individual will be as hard as brass and the heads beneath them as hard as iron. How many of you have seen, can you help me search out that verse? How many of you have seen it season? I'm not sure against that hot in Ibadan. But for those of us who have lived in the north, you know there are some heat season that it looks like somebody went to open the gate of hell for hell to just breathe. I'm not sure if I've seen that kind of heat season before. Like, there's no breeze coming from anywhere. I'm not sure if I've seen that before. No breeze. And you are wondering, do you know that is how somebody's life can be, but not yours? Yeah. Sir, don't ever join anybody to mock prayer. Prayer works, sir. Yeah. It does. Prayer works. Don't mind them. They always pray. We are teaching well here. We teach the right things. We do the practical things. We are diligent people. We are not lazy people. But we also recognize that without the force that comes from God, all those things are a waste, sir. Now look at it. It said, "the heaven that is over your head shall be as brass, and the head that is under thee shall be as iron. I don't know if you have seen anything grow on iron. Not even mushroom. At least mushroom can find expression on some, right, even some fungi on anything that is dead. Not even that. Your heaven will not be like brass. I speak these words. It will bring you rain, dew, and snow in its season. I command it. If there's anyone whose heaven over time has been as hard as brass, now we command that those heavens begin to open. Now, I'm going to show you two scriptures that addresses this. Look at it. Isaiah chapter number 55 verse 10. Isaiah 55 verse 10. It says, for as the rain cometh what? Down. Where is the rain coming from? From above. Alright? And the snow. From where? Heaven. Alright? Meaning that, if someone's heaven becomes as hard as brass, sir, there's no rain and there's no snow. In fact, that your heaven is as hard as brass, meaning that you are not a part of the Abrahamic blessing. Well, what's the blessing? You are blessed with the dew from above and the fatness of the earth. And I said to you that the fatness of the earth is the consequence of the dew from above. Now, look at it. He said, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither. Meaning that when your heaven is open, whatever comes doesn't just return. What will he do? Alright, but watereth the head and maketh it bring forth and bud. It gives two things, sir. Seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Seeds are voice of the future. Meaning that if all you have is bread and nothing that can be a voice that will speak in your future, that is, you have daily bread, really, but nothing worthy of investment, is a sign that the heavens are shut. Because when what comes from heaven comes, you have both for now and what will multiply when? Tomorrow. Hi. 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 Now, hear me. You will no longer live from hand to mouth. Yeah. Say that amen again. Yeah. Whatever represents it, that makes it look like there's no ventilation coming from anywhere to even ease your burden. You have tried to imagine. Let me even think. Who is it that I can call now or message now or text? It looks like all the windows are blocked. Ayande kabate. Rende kabande kero shate. When all hope is lost, yet there remaineth a rest in God. When all options are failed, yet there is a God who never sleep nor slumber. I ask in this season, the heavens over you becomes opened. I say it again, the heaven over your family becomes opened. Whatever represents rigor. When time came for the Israelites to be free from Egypt, scripture says that Pharaoh multiplied their burden and caused their men to labor with rigor. A sign that that season has come. Instead of freedom, they had multiplied burden. I ask right now, by the mighty hand of God, begin to receive help. Amen. Begin to receive help. Now, sit down briefly. This is a prayer meeting, not a teaching meeting. I'm going to talk to you. I lead you to, are you following what I'm saying? I show you a few things, lead you to pray, show you a few things. How many of you are more than ready to pray tonight? Are you tired of prayer? Are you sure? By the grace of God, we are going to have another season of prayer in. Is that okay? We can. Man, I know, like, know my name, that there are things that are meant for this season. And we are not ready for a carryover. Are you following what I'm saying? I say again, we are not ready for a carryover. Whatever you are due for, begin to receive them. When a woman carries pregnancy for 9 months, she's due, sir. Alright? And she has an expected date of delivery. And one of the ways you know that the woman is due is that there's contraction and all that. Think, even the child there, by God's programming, wants to come out when the time is ready. Are you following what I'm saying? You won't carry this longer. You should carry it now. So whatever it is you are due for, find the expression now. Now, any snare of the devil to keep you busy unnecessarily, such that you that should bring liberation is now the one who is in bondage. I ask that the rope, the chain, and everything holding you down breaks tonight. The rope, the chain, everything tying you down breaks tonight. Now, please sit down for a minute. Men and brethren, listen to me. People's story change. What is it? Are you following what I'm saying? Now, I choose to believe in my heart that everything you are being taught here, you are practicing them. Amen. As much as you see them in consistency with scriptures, true or not true. But there is something that can be taught. It must be caught. We can teach about the blessing, but the operation of the blessing has to be caught. For instance now, the blessing comes, alright, in Christ. You know what is in Him and all those things. You know what is yours in Christ, what Christ has made available and all that. But there's also a medium of transference. Are you following what I'm saying? That a dimension can be operating upon my life. And I tell you that, see, this thing is here and it's up for grab. Alright? And I look at the person and with all sincerity in my heart and acknowledgement, I say, from today, this same dimension opens up for you. Then you discover that life is not just about labor. Alright? There is grace that works side by side with people. There are results that are result of grace. Sherry, when you don't have that grace, it looks like you are lazy. And the truth is that the absence of grace, you get what I'm saying, will make even a strong man look lazy. Are you following what I'm saying here? But sometimes it's not like the fellow is lazy, but it's that the fellow is working, but the part that brings that productivity is not yet there. Paul plant is not a lazy man. Apollo waters. But it is God who gives increase. So if the one who plants, plants, the one who waters, waters. Without the one who gives increase, there's no increase. But that season has come. That season has come. We've taught on consecration. So if there's anything that needs to give way for you to understand what we just finished teaching on, they give way and all that. But there's still something that only God gives men. And it's a factor. Now, don't be dismayed. There's going to be requests for a lot of you to change location. Lord spoke to me about it. Alright? And there are many of you who will have to combine about 4 or 5 locations together because of the spreading of what God is doing in your life. Are you following what I'm saying? There's something God is doing that will begin to spread. So your operation will go beyond just where you are seated. You have not been able to cover your city in terms of that. But you begin to receive divine inspiration. Yeah. Are you following what I'm saying? Such as you know exactly what to do. And there's going to be demand opening up for you in different places. Yeah. Now, God is going to collapse borders for your sake. Yeah. Now, hold on a minute. When you have not left your location, that's when you deal with just one nationality. There are people here who begin to deal with different nationalities. Now, it is going to be a lifestyle by the strength of what God is doing in this season. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, it is God who gives the increase, but Paul must make sure he plants, Apollo must make sure he waters. Alright? So that by the time the increase comes, it will not be a thing of 0 and 1 million. Are you following what I'm saying? But what I'm trying to tell you is that let's all submit to this divine might of God. Are you following what I'm saying here? It was not like the Philistines were not digging well, but it was that something was not digging with them. Alright? And each time Isaac dug his own well, there was water. They will move, collect it, and try something else. Side by side. No water. So it is not the land. It is the one who is digging. There is no problem with this land. If there is any problem, it is rather an opportunity. There's no problem with your location. For those of you hearing me from Lagos, from UK, from America, there's no problem with those locations, sir. But something needs to function with you there. Are you following what I'm saying? Something needs to what? Function with you. I shared my story. Went to clouds. I don't want to go into all those things now. Got to NYC camp. I said, Lord, thank you. Me too, I'm here. Every step I take, Lord, thank you. You brought me here. 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 How did I even get my posting? I went to eat at a buka. It was a buka beside the road. I can't remember her name now. It was the girl parking plate that was asking me that, Pastor, you have not gone for your service. All your colleagues have gone and all that. And she said, I have one of my aunties in case you need assistance. And I said, why not? So she wrote the number for me on the paper and gave me. And I called the person. And the person called somebody. All right? And then it was from Abuja. And said, all right, I got an information about you, blah, 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 blah. Choose in the country where you want to serve. I said, okay. Can you just give me some minutes? I called my mentor. They asked me to choose where I want to serve. He said when he was praying, he saw me in Ondo. Alright, God already spoke to me about Akure. So I called back and I said, this is where I saw him. I said, go to the camp. They gave food. Everybody was giving the food. And I told the woman who gave me the food, thank you so much. God bless you. That was all I had to say. And she said, what did you say? I said, thank you so much. God bless you. He said, you are the first copper that will say that to me. You see, one of the things favor does is that it makes you do what others are not thinking about doing. There's no, see, the rest who are not saying, and probably they are not arrogant. You get what I'm saying? It just didn't occur to them. And some will say, they didn't hear. Are you following what I'm saying now? And then she called me aside and said, what's your name? Favor again. I said, my name is Femi Lazarus. Say, Femi. Are you serious? I said, yes. Say, that's my husband's name. Okay. Thank God. Say, come and see me in my office. I looked at her. I said, office. Say, come to my office. I said, all right, ma. I just went and said, oh. Say, all these women, they hire to come and cook. Come and meet. What do you want to do? You want to give me extra meat? So, later during one of the lectures, I saw they were introducing her as one of the top bosses from Abuja. I said, I'm going to. If I left, I went to go and wait at the office. And when she came, she recognized, to know how serious this woman was. And she was holding my hands and saying, as if she was my mother. Femi, my old skin there. Eh? How are you coping with all those food? How are you? Me. If this skin was looking fresh, oh, guy is Gary. Because Gary has a way of bleaching you, sir. You don't know. It has a way of making you look white. Yes, I was trying to say, don't go there again. No. You come to this place. Buki. I'm on menu. Yakuwa my jambi wife. Let him come and be eating here. I didn't know there's pepper soup in camp. Shaki, all the likes like that. God will help us. If it is corruption, I was a part of it. Let me say, I was a beneficiary. So those people there, really, they are fresh. Sometimes we are eating and just receive word of knowledge for somebody. It's not my fault. So you don't mean it. I mean it, bro. I got money. Seats in camp. I enter camp with, I can't remember now, either 3-5 or I think 3-5 precisely. I left camp with over 120,000. That's after enjoying myself at Mami And I was the one who filled where I want to go and serve with my hand. Now, that might look small, but it's favor. When Jacob came to Isaac, what did Isaac say? He held him and smelled the smell of his raiment and said, "The smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed." Sir, he was wearing the skin of an animal that has been killed. How pleasant is that? These things are spiritual things. When Cain was cursed, he said, "Anyone that sees me want to harm me." So there are things that happens that everybody that sees you just want to bless you. They just want to do you good. And these things play out in our day-to-day life. Sir, it is not about selling emotions. Favor has nothing to do with emotions. There are people that they will tell you, "I really don't like you, but I just can't stop helping you." In fact, there are people that will be helping you and they won't pick your call. You don't know what I'm talking about. They are not ready for conversation. It's not you. It is what you carry. They are not ready. Please don't. The day you call me, I stop sending you this money. So you just send your account number. I'll tell them to effect it every month. You get 250,000. Please don't call me. One day your village people will push you. This person has been doing this. Then do well. Firm. Say, "Don't call." Alright? Just enjoy it. Amen. Favor. You are hardworking people. Your time has come. Amen. The time to favor you has come. Amen. The time to favor you has come. Amen. Again, I say the time to favor you has come. Amen. Let me give you a prayer point. You cry loud and clear and say, "Every door in this city." Call the city you are at the moment. Every door in this season. Give ear. Pay attention to what I carry. Open up. Open up. Open up. Every door of help, of favor, of lifting in this city. Pay attention to what I carry. Put up. Go ahead now. Go ahead. Every door in this city, open up. Ye kalabale vombre kepai, ayinde koponde kabala. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Before this meeting runs out, I'm going to lay hands on everybody in this meeting. It's not a joke. So, we didn't call for this meeting just for calling sake. There's been conversations behind the scene. Your life must bear the fruit of the labors of this house. I didn't hear that amen loud and clear enough. Your life must bear the fruit of the labors of this house. Put your right hand on your head. Sir, I'm going to say it in Yoruba and interpret it. I won't recall what I'm putting your react basin. Alright? How do I interpret that now? There are people that let me use the word glory. Permit me to use that word in case those who are doctrinal police, that they carry is such that people will gather to honor them. And there are people that all their toiling and labor in life is just like toiling through the valley of Kadesh Barnea. No fruit for it till they die eventually in it. Oluwa shori mi lori akpesi. You are the lifter of the head of men. Lift my head too. You are the lifter of the head of men. Lift my head too. Sheori mi lori apesin. Iya to je baba ogudo jomo. Lord, you are the lifter of the head of men. Ah, you are the one who rewrites the stories of men. You are not an author of confusion. Ah, do something about my life. Ah, you are the lifter of the head of men. You are the helper of destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Ah, sit down for a minute. Oba tunbe kun aladura motide. Oba tunbe kun aladura. Moti deo, boro miro, beja mijao, majem gbagba noa. Mountain prayers made me. We don't get touch for it. Oba tungbe kun aladura, moti de. Tungbe kun aladura, moti deo. Borrow me, oh, Majem Babano, to well. Jesus, don't back on a lap to ra, Oti de Oba, don't back on a lap to ra, Moti de Borrow me, oh. Oba to npe kun aladura mo ti de Oba to npe kun aladura mo ti de o ye katalaba gboro mi o beje mi ja o Majem Baba Noa Omi je oju mi ere hanu re Baba Aye kande makate bahai Shalan kate bere kumbre fende rakatai Omi je oju mi ere hanu re Baba Fia sho oju ere Omi olorun mi Araye reti ohun ti mo mu bo lodo baba Abdulilo O mi je oju mi bere Pe kwalaka Kambirota wela Metunu makagi Eze Ekwe kwa laka Kambirota wela Metunu makagi Eze Shalaka makate Rande kabala hande kapila Ayende kapa Yakande mokumba haha Elende mokopa hande kai Yende kabai Yalambe kumbrebe kembala katish Yende kabai Yelenke bai Landa kabakai Pre Yele kambaka ya dende kebro pokopai. Yele kembre bende kabai. Yende kebakaba. Yente keteke. Olu ni yoide. Ninu ore. Amunu midun. Ayiba mi pada siri. Awo mi lewu ogo. Amu aso egan kuro. Oluwa mi yodide. Nitori temi. Oh 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 oh. Oluwa mi yodide. Ninu gore. Amunu midun. Ayiba mi pada sire. Awo mi lewu ogo. Amu aso egan kuro. Oluwa mi yodide. Nitori temi. Oh 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 oh. Yakande makate alende mokombe lika hande kaida masande makataida bakande lekite yende mokombre pekai yanembo kombre bekende kai shalende iko shalende iko shalende iko bahande kombre bekai Ale kapala kate. Oba tongbe kon aladura motide. Oba tongbe kon aladura motide o. Gwaromiro o. Beja mija o. Maje baba no adura. Now hear me. Hear me. Hear me. Hear me. I have no allegiance with the generation that ridicules the fathers. Before anybody knew Apostle Femi Lazarus, these were the prayers I was praying with tears and listening day and night to people like Dr. D.K. Olukoya and crying. I rode on those wings, sir, and I'm still riding there. Are you following what I'm saying here? I want us to forget about, don't see this place as a church. Pack away all the chairs. Let's see this place as a mountain. And I want us to, if you have to sit on the ground to pray, if you want to be in the front, this is a special prayer meeting. Oluwa mi odide, ninu ogore, amunu mi du, ayiba mi pada sire. Awo mi lewu ogo abo aso egan kuro Oluwa mi odide nitori temi oh 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 Oluwa mi odide ninu ogo re Amuno mi dun, ayiba mi pada sire. Awo mi lewu ogo, amu aso egan kuro. Oluwa mi odide, nitori temi. Oh, 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 oh. Amen. Now, I'm going to say this in Yoruba, then pray it in English. Anyone that the enemy has set their date of death and departure, that is still roaming about and have no clue, I stand where God has placed me as a priest over this house, and I command that death is annulled and cancelled now in the name of Jesus. That death is cancelled now in the name of Jesus. Ah, pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Mumi wa yara agbara lo Jesu. Mumi wa yara agbara lo. Gbe wa wo yara agbara lo Jesu. Gbe wa wo yara agbara lo. Yagba agbara to mu adeboye wo. Yara agbara to mu baba lo lawo lo. Wagbe mi wo yara agbara lo. Gboro mi ro. Beja mi ja o. Ma je gbagba nu adura o. Gboro mi ro. Wagbe ja mi ja o. Ma je gbagba nu adura o. Iwo l'Olorun to tori eni to suwon se. Jagun jagun lojo ogun le. Wa ba mi jagun aye mi. Iwo l'oba lana loni. Titi aye aye ni pekun ni. Iwo lo gbe ja ni ja o. Keru wa bo ni ja baba. Boro mi ro. Ha ha. Beja meja o ma je gbagba nu adura o ale kapa tale kapate ye kende makatai e sende makute le super car valita le te kapante kukubai rende kainde rebeka yande ayinde kupai pa 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 pa. Lenke pate kembre kepai. Lenke pai kepe pai. Ayande kupa ande kai. Ye kai. In Jesus' name we pray. Ah. Now hear me. Sometimes when things are difficult, looks like a battle is not giving way, it is because the fellow is a lawful captive. What that means is the devil is afflicting this individual lawfully. This fellow knows fully well, I ought to be in this plan of God. But there is also something that can respond to where God is standing. And the devil using that as a yardstick to delay the fellow, to make the fellow wait longer than usual. And some people know that if only my life can align, I should break through. But scripture says that even the lawful captive of the mighty shall be delivered. Lord, tonight I break free from everything the enemy is using as a yardstick. I break free. Peo, peo, peo. Ye ketele mo komba kabalade. Hey! Jesus, I break. Lekumpe kuta palande kupayata pelinde kupakande lebo rakande mokonde lebo kande dikai. Lord, I break free. Everything the devil is using as a yardstick, elukuba elenke tukubaya. Yerebo terebo komba kata. Selemo kombre bekete. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say that amen with fire. Say that amen with fire. Now hear me. There are some of you who are coming from homes where even your parents have been ridiculed by the relatives. Because there's nothing too good and too strong that's coming out. God is raising you to change the narrative. Say that amen again loud and clear. Sir, abundance, favor, prosperity is a grace. People carry it. It is when you carry it, it looks like you are the one who is strategic. When you carry it, what you do rings a bell. That's the difference. When a man is not carrying it, it looks like he's lazy. But there's help in God. You will pray this prayer loud and clear. Tonight, I carry it. The grace that makes men break through. I, representing my family, I possess it. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice loud and clear. Boromiro, Beja Mija, Majen Bagbano Adura, Boromiro, Wa Beja Mija, Majen Bagbano Adura, Boromiro, Beja Mija. I carry it. Le kate balakate. Ye kete le mokote. Ye seto moko pakai. Ha yele mokombelekai. Jesus. Shelekata. Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty them we are praying. Emi mimo wonu mi lo. Emi mimo wonu mi lo. Tori mo fe gberu dori. Mo se ni ri ajo. Mo fe kota dite mole. Emi mimo wonu mi lo. Aya kate. Elam de kapat. Sende kabalate, sete ke bede ke te ke te, sete ke te ke te be ke te, sente ke de ke de ke de. Emi mimo wanu milo. Tori mo fe gberu dori mo fe segun ni rin ajo mo fe kota dite mole emi mimo wonu mi lo ye kete bele roko pakai brevende kabalati ha yende kabai yende kabai asente ke pakante ke pete. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Say that amen with fire. One time, and now hear me, because God is going to begin to call your attention to very powerful things. One time I went to a village and I entered the family house and everybody were talking and they seemed to be happy. And somehow, it just occurred to me that there seemed to be a web that nobody can get taller than it. And I just left the conversation. And I went out of the house. And I began to declare, hi. And my children in my loins will come out. So, amen. I've noticed sometimes, just look at it, no, but it's not like they are not doing fine, but there's a benchmark. They break through small, but not completely. Is there somebody who can relate to what I'm saying here? You're not praying the way I want you to pray. Say, Father, tonight, from every web that limits everyone, I come out. I come out. Decree and declare. Ale kambele kombre kebai. Ayan kombele kates. Sele kembre kebotai. Sele kembele mokotai. Sele ben kele mokotai. Asembele kukupai.
Emi awon woli eyin kuku lagbara wa emi mi mo ese ayeraye ese o emi awon woli eyin kuku lagbara wa emi mi mo ese eyin de ma ja Eyin agbara kagbara ma wole. E gbe ori yin soke eyin leku. Ki a si gbe eyin soke eyin enu ona. Ki oba ogo ki o wole wa. Ta ni oba ogo yi. Ani e gbe eyin soke eyin leku. Ki a si gbe eyin soke eyin enu ona. Ki Olorun oba ogo ki o wole wa. Olorun oga ogo to ni ipa ati agbara kale mo konde mo kopai. Lift up your heads all ye gates and be ye lifted up ye everlasting doors and the King of glory. Amen. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Say that amen with fire. Say that amen with fire. Now lift your two hands, everybody. I take authority. It doesn't matter the cluster of powers, the cluster of demonic limitation. It doesn't matter what their manifestation is, whether in marriage, some marry late, some they marry gets dissolved, childbearing, some die before it, some age limits, they die before 40, 50, 60, some they die when they are breaking through, some those who broke through are not alive, some those who should help the home have died, some they run mad, some they are sick, all the men get sick, the women are doing stuff, some the women will labor, they can't sit to enjoy it, whatever it is. Now, listen, as I'm going to be decreeing, there's going to be a lot of deliverances taking place. I bind that strong man in the name of Jesus. And I decree that you have no allegiance with the oppression. Now I take authority over your clean spirit and thou manifestation of demonic oppression. Now I take a stand in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go now. Loose them and let them go. Satan, you lose your grip over their lives. And I command the tentacle of every strong man and has limited all your homes right now. Their grip, even if it looks lawful, over you right now, crumbles now. Get out! 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 For axe has been laid at the root of all trees, and every tree that the Lord has not planted be uprooted. And I command everything that is manifesting there, that it was not God who started it. It has wasted too many lives, made too many people become useless. Some become non-entities. Women don't just know why they get tired of their husband's house, and a lot of things are happening. Men don't know why they must cheat on their spouses. The same circle again and again and again and again. It dries now from the roots. Now stand where you are. Different things will be happening, and as they begin to happen, I want the ushers to please help me. Father, let your searchlight search through this entire place. Everything that it was not you who put there at some point in different lives, come out by a mark of fire. Now, I'm going to count 1 to 7. There's going to be a scan of fire across this entire place. And some of you don't even know there are things you have to be free from. And the fire of the Lord's presence will be digging out stuffs. Lift your hands, everybody, where you are standing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Power of the living God, move. All across, move with your wind and your fire. Let men be set free. Let men be loose. Let men be released into destiny. Let men be set apart for the use of God. Thou grip that the Lord did not put there and has held them back over the years. You fall off. You fall off. You fall off. Now things are happening. All eyes closed. Things are happening. Things are happening. And I just want the ushers to help me bring them out, because the fire of the Lord is on people. Bring them out. Things are happening. All eyes closed. It is a night of help. Bring them out. Bring them out. Things are happening. Things are happening. The Lord has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Man can be tukubakai. Can de kupai takida batish. Bebe can de kupai. Rende can be la kukubetika. Esteblen de kumbre pika. And I see the spirit of infirmity leaving people. Sicknesses, sicknesses. The one God did not plant. Sicknesses. Every abnormal conditions. Menga bandu kubai. It might have been flowing as an inheritance, but we put a block and stop it. For even if the enemy come like flood of water, the Lord will lift a standard against them. In the kukuban de kapite. Kaban bekebrebekan deka. Ekus, 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 sakai yaka. Let every other name give way. And only that which the Lord plants stands. Now, the Lord is asking me to rebuke the spirit of dryness.
in whatever way it is manifesting, things just get dry as a pattern for everyone. I don't know those coming from places that have connection with this. I stretch my hands towards all of you, and I decree now, thou spirit of dryness, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus. Lose them now. You spirit of dryness, I command, lose them now. No more dryness. No more dryness. Now, I begin to speak against every manipulations against your destiny. Manipulations. There are people that the hand of God is still touching. I don't know them, but it has a connection what I just mentioned now. The finger of God right now is on you. It's fire. Help them, please. It's fire. It's upon you. Every grip of manipulation against your life, against your destiny, against the plan of God. As I speak now, the fire of God is on you. Every manipulation against your death, it's like the devil is trying to make you use your hand to destroy God's plan for your life. Shakande makate shete. Rende kapati afade shale kaba. Am de kapele tike friend de kapita. Ayin de kapila tamba kapela. Asto kembre fredish. Le kabakai. Tabilo kombegia. Enu sukumbande. Shele krande rakombre fredish. You come out. Come betish. What's his name? By the effect of the hand of God, the Lord separates you for himself. And they push. Bring that lady out. Shakata barakan brefedish. Rende kerosh. Rende kabalaba. Oluwa miyodide. Ninu o. Gore amunu midun aigba mi padasire awo mi lewu ogo amu aso egan kuro oluwa mi odide nitori temi oh all that well oh oh oh, oh. Every chain of connection that has held you bound over the years, moving as a grip from one generation to generation, I stand as one called and ordained of the Lord right now. Loser, now, loser. Hold that well. I journey down there where you have been kept in darkness over the years, where you have been hidden. I go there now. First, we remove the chains of the hand. We remove the chains of the second hand. We remove the chains of your leg. And I command now. Step into light. And I speak to all those who are looking at you right now. You are no longer held bound by what holds them. You have come out. By the finger of the Lord. Your freedom is settled. Katibara Shali. Lift your hands, everyone. I want you to cry. Tonight is a night of open heavens. Every challenge I came here with, I am not returning with them. Every challenge. Now you don't pray this prayer quietly.
every challenge. Yekapalatish. Sorry. Benga, hold up, please. Hold up, hold up, hold up well. I want some very strong people. Oh. I want somebody FTR. Amen. Hold that well. I am seeing a black woman with a red cloth and a staff. Whatever connection that has to do, your time is over in afflicting this destiny. Your time is over in afflicting this destiny. Lose her now! Thou foul spirit, lose her now! And let her go and do what she should do. Get out! Falakate Shenderaka. Rende Kabila te Shende. Kele Matej. Kele Manta Kapeletish. Rande Kebinetish. Rada Shale Kabish. Salakate Berende Rokupai. Sende Credibro Fende Rokofredish. Every covenant that is being used as a tool. Your time here is over. Set you free in the name of Jesus. It is done. Live up. Thank you, Jesus. Rakate bara kategere o shente shele kadesh. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Are you tired of praying? Are you tired of praying? Are you tired of praying? Lift your hands. I decree again. Whatever measurements that has been measured, that even the best from your lineage cannot go beyond it. Everybody, yes, they have a token of testimony. Some went to school. But even those who went and those who didn't, no difference. You, as far as you are concerned, you come out tonight. I say again, you. As far as you are concerned, please bring her. I just want to ask her a few things. As far as you are concerned, you break through tonight. I say again, you break through tonight. Now, I want you to walk about whatever it is that limited progress. Your time is over. I progress, I move by the strength of the Lord. Imole deo o con barada. Imole deo Come on, loud and clear. Imale Deo.
Amen. I've shared this story with you that one of my spiritual daughters called me to please rush down to her house at Ede. I ran down early in the morning, two of our pastors, and I shook her hands. And she began to scream, fire. Conducted deliverance, sent the spirit packing. And she looked at me. And the first question she asked me was, Pastor, how did you get here? So I said, you called me. Yeah. And she was crying. Real tears. And she said, the last I can remember was last week. I was sleeping. Somebody came, she was sharing a story. Somebody came in through the wall of our house, entered and took her up from where she was sleeping and walked with her into a dungeon. And they tied her down for 7 days. They've been beating her and doing all sort of stuff. By one intervention or the other, the call came through. Now imagine the number of people who are roaming on the street. Well, really, in essence, in destiny, they are somewhere else. And sir, this generation, I know we are Christocentric people. So you don't really want to believe that there are need for deliverance. That's when you are even more, you are in trouble. Those who taught you what they taught you, if their life is scandal free and problem free, it was because they prayed these same prayers. Then they emerge from it and turn back and say it's now obsolete. There's nothing like that in scripture. After they have prayed and broken through, you better hear what I'm telling you now and pray. Hear what I'm telling you and do what? Hear what I'm telling you now and do what? Pray. God can be using a man, and yet the man is in the dungeon. I'm telling you. I've seen people who do ministry like there's nothing called prosperity that can lift them.
It won't take long. You just find doctrine to legislate it. Lift your hands. Ah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lua. Anywhere I have been kept away from the light of destiny tonight, I come out by the power in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I come out. Lift your voice loud, 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 loud. In Jesus' name we pray. There's somebody online. You just entered Ibadan not long ago. You are currently distressed because you are trying to make it down. The Lord said to tell you, I see you. And I'm causing the same thing I'm releasing here tonight to come upon your life. I don't know you, but I see you trying to put everything aside. I even heard you say, I will fix this tomorrow. The Lord meets you at the point of your needs. Amen. Father, Lord, help us. Help us. Whatever it is that is hindering the manifestation of answered prayer in your life, it is broken now. I say it is broken now. I say again, it is broken now. I say again, it is broken now. I say again, it is broken now. Ah, look up. Have you ever seen cases where somebody is conducting deliverance and it looks like the fellow they are commanding spirit will be trying to rush at the person? Have you seen that case before? Yes, it happens. And it doesn't mean you are less anointed. It happens. It just shows how hostile that spirit is towards light. And that's why in relating with people, I always make sure I pray well enough to know when it is not them, but something that the devil wants to do to get me out of the way of their lives. Yes. And it can be anywhere and anyone. Are you following what I'm saying? Every power sending my benefactors away from me, I bring you to subjection now. I bring you into captivity 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 now. Pray this prayer like your life depends on it. Pray it like you're on a mountain.
Rande kabalatish. Aye, kede moroko shende yoko. Alare kambe roko shende. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I don't know why. This is the way God is leading me tonight. I'm going to speak it in Yoruba and interpret it in English. That is, the way you have gone, that's the same way you are returning back with nothing. Every power insisting on that, trying to afflict my life by the power in the name of Jesus, you lose your grip now. Pray this prayer like your life depends on it. Pray. Shalakate de debush. Elakambero koshente. Enemonde kambitika. Ahaye kukubahaha. Shele kabakai. Jesus. Rakata bala rakate. Rekabakate. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Say that amen again loud and clear. Now let me share this with you. I witnessed a situation one time. A young man, I didn't even know how I was there. I should have found myself where it was happening. Well, his boss, in quotes, has labored on, I saw this face to face, and labored over, brought him out of nothing, established him. He had everything, car, family, everything. And began to betray that his boss, till the boss left the city with nothing. One day, I was there. The boss called him like he wanted to bless him. And he said, stand up. And I was wondering what was happening. Let me leave. And he placed his hand on his shoulders. And he said to him, I'm going to say the way he said this in Yoruba, and then tell you the meaning. He said to him, gbogbo nkan to ti kojo epo ala kan ni o kin to se be. You know, he said, everything you have gathered is like oil coming from crab. You can't cook soup with it. And he now said to him, the same way I am leaving this place empty-handed. No matter what you have gathered, that's the same way you live. Everybody went on their face. Sir, mercy. He forgave him. He blessed him. But sometimes, where the depth of where the curse came from is deeper than where the blessing is coming from. Because when people say they reverse it, you better know from what depth. Sir, the brother left with nothing, including family. Wife and three children. He didn't leave with anything. So when I'm praying for you, please pray. If there's any force, any power that I've said, all that you are doing will amount to nothing at the end of the day. This power don't mind. If you like, gather from now till next year, gather millions, gather this. Where they are standing is, at the end of the day, they must amount to nothing. I stand as a priest called over you. I stand in my place as an apostle over this house. And I decree and declare the grip of their words, the effect over your destiny breaks now. It breaks now. It breaks now. It breaks now. It breaks now. Now, hold on. There is no guarantee that it is the one who said the negative statement that must reverse it. It was Jacob, that caused Reuben. Ah, said Reuben, you are my firstborn, the beginning of my might, the excellency of dignity, but unstable as water, you will not excel. Ah, it was Moses who came years later, hundreds of years later, and said, let Reuben come. Let Reuben live. Let him not die. Let his men not be few. All that matters is that people are operating with a rod of superior priesthood. And I come tonight with a rod of superior priesthood. And I say concerning your life and destiny, any negative pronouncement that anyone has sent forth as a means to afflict you or afflict your parents, as a means to afflict your destiny, the grip of what they have done dries up now. You will not labor for another person to eat. You will not labor only to be missing what you should enjoy. You will not die untimely. No weapon formed, fashioned against your destiny will prosper. For the enemy may rise like flood of water. The Lord tonight raise a standard against them. For surely there is no divination against your destiny. There is no enchantment against you. You will rise above all curses. You will rise above all evil pronouncements. You will rise above all negative declarations. Beloved, there are parents that because of the way they have neglected God, they cooperated with the devil in ensuring that the next generation will be small by releasing every word that will ensure it. But tonight, the name of the Lord is a strong tower that the righteous run in and they are saved. Tonight I bring you from where you stand and you come into the name of the Lord and there is safety for you in all aspects. Now hear me. Nobody under the sound of my voice will die young. Sometimes some parents felt that maybe the reason why their child is ridiculing them is because they are succeeding in the way they have not succeeded. And they will say, you will see. And the devil will sit on that word and sit on that pronouncement. That's why I prayed that prayer. Every force, they lose their grip.
They lose their grip. They lose their grip. Now, stand on your feet, everyone. You say it loud and clear. My soul.
My soul.
Now, say it with fire.
My soul.
Is escaped.
Like a bird.
From the nest of the fowler. My soul is escaped. Like a bird. From the nest of the fowler. My soul is escaped like a bird from the nest of the fowler. Rakadibakai. September. Now hear me. There are things that God could not find fulfillment for them in your parents. And he turned his gaze on you. And you notice that the same thing that fought them is now fighting you. Ah, your own generation will not be wasted. You are a man of God's right hand. The man that God has made strong for himself. It doesn't matter how weak you are now in repeating the same pattern, the same sin, the same mistake. But I have come to decree, your own generation will not fail God. What God wants to do, he will not do it without you. Shahade kambe tabate. Every force ganged up against you and giving you counter defense as against entering into God's plan. I stand as one called and ordained of the Lord. You will fulfill the plan of God for your life. I say again, you. There will be no reason for this mantle to leave you. Moses said, I thought that my brethren will understand that through my hands God will bring their deliverance. May you recognize the season of your visitation. Now here. Don't be satisfied with breaking through partially. You will break through till there's no similarity between you and what used to be. I see people imagine with the strength of God. Jeremiah chapter number 1 verse 12. Jeremiah chapter number 1. Start reading from verse 11. Start from verse 10 please. 1 from verse 10. Jeremiah 1:10 quickly. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? I'm asking you, what do you see? What do you see now? Mention it. What do you see? The Lord is asking you, what do you see? What seest thou? Now, go to verse 11, please. Word of the Lord came to me and asked, what seest thou? Who is there? And he said, I see the rod of an almond tree. That is, I see something shooting out of the ground. Something is shooting. there's the sign of a hand in the cloud. The clouds are gathering back. They 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 are gathering back. And verse 12, the Lord said to him, Then said the Lord to me, thou hast well seen. For what? I will hasten my word to perform it. When you see well, it happens faster. It does a quick work and perfect it in righteousness. Man, somebody needs to speak what you are seeing. Don't keep it on your heart. Speak forth. Thank you.
Jesus. Something new is breaking loose. 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 Jesus. Oh, Rakate Bahai, Kadi Bahai. The book of remembrance are opening. The book of remembrance. Your sacrifices and your offerings are coming as a memorial before God. Book of remembrance. Now hear me. The choir are going to give us a song. Now, what is the significance of the hand that be laid on anyone? Any other one you discern is yours for grab, because you can discern to receive something before impartation. But the Lord said, empower my people for what is coming. Now, listen. There is a level where when things begin to change, you are afraid they can kill you. Now it is changing with a new stature. So listen, it is impartation of fire. All right? So I'm going to have two of our pastors here. I want you to arrange people this side. I want to lay hands on all of you. Those of you online, connect. I'm going to bless you. Once I'm done doing this, just let me file everyone up. The pastors and ministers will be the last I'm going to be praying for. All right? Okay, we can just have a single file. Once hands have been laid on you, anyone under the anointing, just carry them. My people who are very strong here, because something is going to fall. Step out, please. Something is going to fall. And give us a song. And everyone, before you come, connect your heart. Something is coming powerfully upon your destiny today. Something strong is coming. Jesus' name.
from today, no mountain will stand before you and not move. No hill will stand before you and not skip like rams. From today, you begin to function under a new class of power. By the power in the name of Jesus, I declare you untouchable. He makes his angels spirit and his ministers flame of fire. He rebuked kings for their sake and suffered no one to do them harm, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. By the operation of this fire. By the operation of this fire. By the operation of this fire. A new manifestation, a new level opens up now. And I see fresh oil like showers falling on people. I'm seeing what looks like flammable oil. Pass! Can't take a bite. Pass! Kalemakende mokutai. Hey! Sande kabila in the credit shadish. Brevende kabai. There is somebody here. A new angel has just been assigned to operate with you. And I'm seeing something connected with the presence of God. There's his presence. It's a new operation. Elaka Fadish. Landeka. Help him. Kele brovendi kabin de kabila. Shete keten de kepitai. Now there are those of you who are entering into a season where there's going to be active demand on the anointing of God upon your life, and what you are seeing now that looks like that weight is the release of that which will begin to function upon your life. Oh, Shenti Karai. Rendekai. Those of you online, lift your hands where you are. I just heard your voice. I said, what about those of us online? Lift your hands where you are. And I decree and declare, this same grace, this same fire, this same intensity, regardless of where you are listening or watching from, regardless of the nation, finds expression upon your life now by the mark of God's fire. Touch! It is the season of new things. Behold, all things are new. I don't know who that person is. I see the operation of the past rolling away like a mat. Rolling away like a mat. And I see something new being released from heaven. Something new. Homes begin to experience unusual peace by the effect of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. As many as are trusting God for the fruit of the womb under the sound of my voice, this day is your day. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now get up on your feet and give the Lord a big clap. Come on, do so. Do so, do so, do so. Do so and do it well. Listen, no devil can change what God has done in your life tonight. What did I say? Can change. There's someone here, Joshua 1 is the scripture for you in this season. Have I said to you, have I not said to you to fear not? And that's the word God is telling you again. Be bold and be courageous. You are marching into a season that will require plenty of audacity. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? You owe your manifestation the duty of speaking it. And let God do the one. Let him do the job. Well, yours is to what? Say, somebody's head is being lifted. 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 Something has been released tonight. Something very strong. Something very, 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 very strong has been released tonight. And the Lord is telling me to decree over abandoned projects. Every project that has been abandoned, now your time has come. Receive life, 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 life. Every project abandoned, receive life. No more abandoned projects. I say again, no more abandoned project. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries, UB.